Paulette, P-A-U-L-E-T-T-E, Montgomery, M-O-N-T-G-O-M-E-R-Y. Face-to-face evaluation, today's 3/22/22. Date of birth is 10/30/54. She's a 70-year-old woman who's currently on hospice with congestive heart failure, acute kidney failure, volume overload, anemia related to her renal disease, chronic pain syndrome, and muscle weakness. She currently has a KPS score of 40%. Her caregiver is her son, who she lives with at this time. No, KPS score of 30%, sorry. She recently had change in medication. She's taking Bumix and to help with the volume overload, and amiodarone to keep her atrial fibrillation under control. And put amiodarone also. I mean, put the atrial fibrillation also. She was hospitalized 2 months ago with congestive heart failure and volume overload. She is short of breath at rest. Any kind of walking caused her to be even more short of breath. Her O2 saturation is at 94% at rest and drops down to 89% with walking from the couch to the chair. She suffers from orthopnea, PND, increased shortness of breath, period. She's somewhat confused and feels depressed because her brother died in Louisiana. She's originally from Louisiana. She worked for City of Houston. She's single currently and has 4 children. Period. Again, atrial fibrillation is controlled with amiodarone. She continues to have symptoms of congestive heart failure with weakness, shortness of breath, and using a walker to ambulate. The patient has a nebulizer, does not use oxygen. Period. I'll put face-to-face evaluation on top. Patient's quite frail, has lost about 10 pounds in the past 2 months. Patient is confused, oriented to person and place only. She's in New York class of 4 regarding her heart failure. Her weight loss is unavoidable, consistent with cardiac cachexia. She also suffers from PND, orthopnea, and chest pain from time to time. Patient was seen at her residence for face-to-face this evening at 3102 Texas Parkway, number 119. Patient wears a diaper because she has bladder incontinence, especially at nighttime. It's hard for her to get to the bathroom. She states and loses control of her bladder. Her son is the one that takes care of her mostly during the day and at night. Patient has had worsening. Patient has a functional FAST score of 7D. Her MAC is at 28 centimeter. Patient currently on prednisone since hospitalization at 10 milligram, and I told her that needs to be tapered, and we'll discuss this with medical director regarding taper and her prednisone in the near future. Thank you.